Can you give an example? You're talking about restrictions. So for example, in a practical context, you're practicing in a practical context. So for example, perception that is underlying fear or a limb or something arises. We just take fear. And the familiar way of, you know, there's a very familiar path that the mind would go, but then we catch it. We know, okay, this is a perception of fear. From that point on, how would you practice?
Well, then you can challenge it with a different perception. Okay, something might be perceived as a threat, something that one feels threatened by. I say, well, do I need to respond like that? Can I bring a perception of kindness to this? Can I bring a perception of acceptance to this? Can I bring a perception of patience with this? When one challenges it with some kind of counterpoint, maybe, that helps one to shift the perception so that the thought processes start to follow in that direction.
How do we reconcile this with the practice of opening and allowing and embracing?
Have you heard me talk about opening and allowing? If I say it, then you can challenge, you can question me on it. These are skillful means that you can use, because sometimes you've got to really have to investigate the nature of experience to understand it. And sometimes you just have to step back. And each one has its benefit and each one has its drawback. It's not as if that somehow, somewhere, there's a perfect practice that I do. If I just did that perfect practice, then I would realize Dhamma. And it's just not that way at all.
You're talking about a sense of agility, being able
to find
the right things.
So there will be some times when being, you know, just open and receptive is an appropriate tool. And then there's times when it's not. It depends on how the mind responds.
Could you even say that open receptivity is another skillful perception?
Well, yeah, I guess it's another way of looking at it. It's another skillful perception. What you do is you start collecting kind of tools in your tool belt and figuring out what works.